just right.
Computer geek to computer chic, it's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And if you feel like I feel, baby, then come on.
Man, I can listen to Marvin Gaye all day long. As long as I didn't download it illegally from the internet, because
right.
If I did...
No, you just ripped it off your CD. It's no big.
Right.
It ain't no thing.
Marvin Gaye's greatest hits.
Of course, you got stacks. I used to have one of those... mega CD changer things.
Oh, I had a 100 CD changer
that's
constantly
worthless now.
And it wasn't enough. But I copy everything to the hard drive of the computer and use that as my jukebox, and it's so much more gooder.
Yeah.
But if I did that and inadvertently shared that with the world, guess what would happen?
And you wouldn't have to do anything to try to share that with the world. You'd just install one of the file sharing programs, and voila, it would be shared.
They'll get you. Who's next up here on the phones, Mr. Disney?
Actually, John.
John?
He had dropped before, so he's... John? We're going to put John back on hold until he turns off his radio, and we're going to move on.
No. It
was... to Sandy.
Was it?
Yeah.
Sandy?
Yes?
Hey!
Hey!
What's going on?
I got issues.
Well, you know. Most of you have more issues than the New York Times.
the other day, I decided to download the Norton antivirus program for my children's Macintosh.
For your children's Mac?
Yeah.
Hey, it's a Mac question.
Well, not exactly, no. It's more of a customer service issue,
a
resolution issue that I just need to run by you guys and see if you have any ideas.
Sure.
They certainly rapidly accepted my payment. They sent me the email saying that everything was fine and confirmed, and to go ahead and download, which I did unsuccessfully.
Okay.
There was an error of some kind, and when I had tried to contact them subsequent to that, not only could I not get to the right page to get any sort of resolution, I couldn't get through on the customer service phone line.
When did you call?
It was Friday afternoon, I think.
Yeah, Fridays and Mondays, not good.
Okay.
Friday afternoons and Monday mornings. Just don't even bother.
Tech support at most places, those are the busiest times.
Try like Monday afternoon or Tuesday morning, something like that. They will help you, even though they say they're going to charge you. They will help you during installation, or they will listen to your situation and determine whether they need to charge you or not. I've had a lot of people go through the process where they say they're going to charge you and then they don't.
Here's kind of the deal you got to remember. Is that if it's not downloading and installing, this is something that they've put up there that millions of people are going through successfully, so it's probably not their system that's the problem. And so they've got to balance, they want to sell you the product and they want you to install it, but it costs so much money to help people fix their computer problems so that they can have the program work that it may not be worth it for them, and they may just say, you know what, all we can do is good luck, or here's a couple of resources for free, or we can give you your money back. Because the amount of time they may spend helping you fix the computer enough to make this work may not be worth it for them.
Yeah, there's probably something that was running the background that didn't allow it. I don't know if you have any firewall program software that's on the Mac or anything.
No, the only thing I have that may be a consideration is that I have also installed the OS X software, operating system.
Yeah, any of that stuff.
But that's not the one that is currently being used. As the operating system, I'm using 9.2.
Well, here's the stark reality about computers. No two computers are identical.
Yes, they are, actually. Out of the box, from the same factory, they're the same.
The minute you turn them on, they're not.
Definitely has a personality.
Yeah, so they're going to have to try to support a unique configuration, whatever you have. They're going to figure out what you have, help you with that based on their software and what you have. And you see that process. You're going to have to go through that.
Yeah.
That or somebody that can kind of, manipulate the operating system and, maybe has experienced this before. But I would, if you've got some patience, just try him again during the week.
You are in a quandary, my friend.
No, he's not.
Yes.
No, he just...
I'm actually between a quandary and on the horns of a dilemma.
Right.
Wow.
I did send them, after a half an hour of waiting on the phone and not getting anybody, I sent them an email that sort of expressed my displeasure.
Yes.
And I got a response back saying that they chose to remove my remarks from the server and that I should reconsider my mode of expression and try to contact them again at
right.
some later date.
That was an automated system, probably. It saw some wording maybe that you expressed in there that it didn't like, and so it kicked it back.
Yeah, that was.
I'm sure it was not a human that did that.
I can guarantee it was not.
If you dropped any F bombs or anything in the
oh no
in the in
no,
the
I wouldn't do that.
Sandy wouldn't
right.
do that.
But if there was any displeasurable words that were not things that we could even talk about on the air, that would generate probably a kickback.
Or it could be a combination of words that just got misconstrued.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
That's the world of automation.
Yeah, ain't it grand?
Yeah, yeah. Just have some patience. Try them again. Just not Monday morning or Friday afternoon. That's they're all partying and.
If it's some odd time that it wouldn't be convenient for you, that's probably actually the time that is the best because everybody else think about patterns
same.
Of life.
Right.
Try to go off those patterns of life.
Right.
Yeah, but you persevere, you'll get through. They're good people.
You think?
Yep.
I haven't found any people yet. I don't know if they're
well, you
bad.
Just have to persevere to
once
get
you
to
get
them.
There.
Yeah. They'll be able to help you.
Good luck with that, Sandy.
I appreciate it. Thank
All right.
you.
Good luck. All right. Yeah, Friday afternoon, tech support. Bad. Don't even bother.
Let's try to now see if we can squeeze John in, who now has his radio turned down, and let's see if we can help his problem very quickly.
John.
Yes,
John.
Yes.
You have a question.
Yeah, I installed I Hate Spam, and it does a pretty good job of getting rid of spam. It puts a lot of it away.
Okay.
But there's one kind of spam I keep getting from some yokel in China.
Yes.
Which is trying to sell me a mortgage.
Yes.
And
forget about trying to get your spam filter to block it. Just create a filter in your email program for the word mortgage.
Or if you can figure out, like, the Chinese domain it's coming from, just block everything from that domain.
Some of them is the other word, and... I mean, there's three or four or five.
Okay, John, hang, we're running.
We're
going
to put John on hold to find out what the other word is.
No, we'll help him off the air, folks. Thing you have to understand about spam: there's nothing on the planet that's going to get rid of everything. You have to use multiple attacks. I Hate Spam's fine. You can use. We got a lot of free spam filters we've recommended. Check all that stuff out at our website. But you got to use a combination of all the tools we've talked about on this show. It is the Computer Corner reminding you from Ken, Brandon, and Garrett.
If it's not broke.
Don't fix it, man.
Don't fix it.
No, defix it.
Yeah. Fix it.
See you next week.
News Radio.